hate the gray, they wanna hate on the gray. Yeah, hate the gray, they wanna hate on the gray.
Podcast, we are
here with another great show, and we are powered by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast, and in conjunction with Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other major platforms for podcasts. We are here another day, and we have Midwest Star. What we got today, Midwest Star?
Yay!
And we got a great show for you today. A lot of action going on in the sports world, and we got it for you right here on Hate the Great Podcast. Let's go ahead and get it started. We're going to talk about the NFL because, you know, it's week number 6, and we want to see how these teams been doing, how your team been doing, how my team been doing. So let's go ahead and get it cracking. We're going to revisit last week, week number six that we're going to review. Let's get you some scores and some stats about what's going on in the NFL. Thursday, we had the Buccaneers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Buccaneers get the victory 28-22. Tampa Bay is 5-1. Philly drops to 2-4. That man, Tom Brady, down there at Tampa Bay. 34-42, 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Fournette with 22 carries, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns. Antonio Brown, 9 receptions, 93 yards, 1 touchdown. For the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, 12-26, 115 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Sanders with 9 carries for 56 yards. Watkins, 3 receptions for 44 yards. Philly loses this game once again, 22-28. We had the Dolphins taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars looking to get their first victory of the season, and they do. They win 23-20 over the Miami Dolphins. Jacksonville and Miami both at 1-5. Tua, 33-47, 329 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Brown with 5 carries for 24 yards. Gesicki, 8 receptions, 115 yards. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence gets his first victory as an NFL quarterback. 25-41, 319 yards, 1 touchdown. Robinson with 17 carries for 73 yards and a touchdown. And Jones Jr., 7 receptions, 100 yards, and 1 touchdown. Congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars as they beat the Miami Dolphins. Now, it's rumored to go on, a rumor going around the league that the Houston Texans are ready to trade Deshaun Watson. Now, remember, this is an ongoing saga from last year with the Houston Texans. Then he ran into some legal troubles. It seems like the legal troubles are subsiding, and the Texans are ready to trade him. Rumor is it that he's going to Miami this weekend. So we'll keep an eye on that story. But, you know, Deshaun Watson, maybe for Tua, swapping Tua, maybe going to the Texans. Deshaun coming to the Miami Dolphins. So we'll see what transpires this weekend as the trade deadline is quickly approaching. Then we had the Green Bay Packers taking on the Chicago Bears. And y'all, this one hits home for me. I'm a Bears fan, and we haven't beat Green Bay in a long time. And on Sunday, it didn't get any better. Green Bay wins 24-14. Green Bay goes to 5-1. They are first in the NFC North. The Bears lose. They are 3-3. Aaron Rodgers, man, 17 for 23, 195 yards, 2 touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 13 carries, 76 yards. Devontae Adams, 4 receptions for 89 yards. Justin Fields for the Bears, 16 for 27, 174 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Herbert, the rookie, 19 carries for 97 yards and a touchdown. Allen Robinson, the second, 4 receptions for 53 yards. The Bears lose this one 14-24. And on the last touchdown score by Aaron Rodgers, he runs and scrambles into the end zone, gets a touchdown, and he says to Bears fans, all my bleeping life, I still own you. I still own you. And so for the Bears fans, this is nothing but a nightmare. The guy is one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, and he continues to beat us and torture us. I believe he is now 21-5 against the Bears, including the postseason. So, hey, he wasn't lying when he said he does own the Bears. So I know the Bears will be looking forward to the next game against the Packers. We had the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Detroit Lions. Cincinnati gets the victory 34-11. They moved to 4-2 on the season. Detroit still looking for their first victory. They dropped to 0-6. Burrow's 19 for 29, 271 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Mixon had 18 carries for 94 yards. Chase, 4 receptions for 97 yards. Jared Goff, 28 for 24, 202 yards, 1 interception. Swift, 13 carries, 24 yards, 1 touchdown. Hockenson, 8 receptions for 74 yards. Detroit still looking for their first victory. We had the Houston Texans taking on the Indianapolis Colts, and Indianapolis routes the Texans 31-3. Indiana is 2-4. Houston is 1-5. D. Mills, 29 for 43, 243 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ingram, 18 carries for 73 yards. Brandon Cooks, 9 receptions for 89 yards. Carson Wentz, 11 for 20, 223 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Colts. Taylor, 14 carries, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns. T.Y. Hilton, 4 receptions, 80 yards on the day. Indianapolis Colts, they get the victory. They move to 2-4. Houston is now 1-5. We had the Los Angeles Rams taking on the New York Giants, and the Rams wasn't playing no games with the Giants. They win 38-11. The Rams are now 5-1. Giants dropped to 1-5. Matthew Stafford, 22 for 28, 251 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Henderson Jr., 21 carries, 78 yards and a touchdown. Kupp, 9 receptions, 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. Daniel Jones for the Giants, 29 for 51, 242 yards, and he had three interceptions. Booker, 12 carries for 41 yards. Shepard, 10 receptions for 76 yards. Giants, they dropped to 1-5. Rams, they go to 5-1. They had the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Washington football team. Kansas City looking to bounce back, and they do. They win this one 31-13. Kansas City moves to 3-3. The Washington football team 2-4. Patrick Mahomes, or Mahomeboy, as Shannon Sharp calls him, 32 for 47, 397 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Williams with 21 carries for 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kelsey, 8 receptions, 99 yards. Henneke, 24 for 39, 182 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Football team. McKissick, 8 carries, 45 yards. And he also had 8 receptions for 65 yards. He's doing it all for the Washington football team. Wasn't enough. They moved to 2-4. Kansas City, they are 3-3. We had the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Carolina Panthers. This game went into OT, and Cousins throws a touchdown pass to beat Carolina 34-28. Both teams are 3-3. Kirk Cousins, 33 for 48, 373 yards, 3 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook, 29 carries, 140 yards, 1 touchdown. Adam Thielen, 11 receptions, 126 yards, and 1 touchdown. Sam Darnold for the Panthers, 17 for 41, 207 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Hubbard, 16 carries, 61 yards, 1 touchdown, and more. 5 receptions for 73 yards. Carolina still missing Christian McCaffrey, and I know they'll be glad when they'll be able to have them back. So hopefully they can hang on and be in playoff contention when he returns. Carolina 3-3, Minnesota Vikings 3-3. We had the Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Baltimore Ravens, and Baltimore put a whooping on that butt. 34-6. Baltimore is 5-1. The Chargers are 4-2. Justin Herbert, 22 for 39, 195 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also had 2 carries for 12 yards, and Allen had 5 receptions for 50 yards. Jackson, 19 for 27, 167 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Freeman, 9 carries, 53 yards, and a touchdown. Andrews, 5 receptions, 68 yards, and 1 touchdown. Baltimore, they moved to 5-1, and the Chargers are now 4-2. We had a showdown in Cleveland between Kyle Murray and the Cardinals against Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns and the Arizona Cardinals. They continue to be undefeated. They go into Cleveland and they handle their business and wasn't playing no games with them. 37-14, they beat up on the Cleveland Browns. Kyler Murray is having an MVP season, 20 for 30, 229 yards, 4 touchdowns. Connor with 16 carries, 71 yards. A.J. Green, 5 receptions, 79 yards and a touchdown. Baker Mayfield, 19 for 28, 234 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Kareem Hunt, 14 carries, 66 yards. Peoples Jones, 4 receptions, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Browns. They lose it. And they go to 3-3. Arizona still undefeated at 6-0. Rivalry game between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos. In case you didn't know, Raiders coach John Gruden resigned last week because of emails that surfaced a couple of days ago. He made some racist and homophobic remarks. Coached the last game, but resigned on last Monday, I believe it was. So the Raiders playing with a new coach, a new interim coach. They get the victory 34-24. They move to 4-2. Denver Broncos at 3-3. Derek Carr, 18 for 27, 341 yards, 2 touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, 16 carries, 53 yards and a touchdown. Ruggs the third, 3 receptions, 97 yards and a touchdown. Teddy Bridgewater, 35 for 49, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Williams, 11 carries for 53 yards. Fant at 9 receptions for 97 yards and a touchdown. Denver, they go to 3-3. Las Vegas, they are at 4-2. And how about those Cowboys? They get a victory in overtime over the Patriots, 35-29. Cowboys are now 5-1. New England goes to 2-4. Bad news for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott injured his calf on the game-winning touchdown. We will see if he'll be able to come back. I believe the Cowboys have a bye this week, so he'll have about 2 weeks to rest up, and we'll see if he can make it back in time for their next game. He was 36 for 51, 445 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Ezekiel Elliott, 17 carries, 69 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 9 receptions, 149 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jones, Mac Jones, 15 for 21, 229 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Harris, 18 carries, 101 yards and a touchdown. And Bourne had 1 reception for 75 yards and a touchdown. In New England, they go to 2-4. Dallas, they go to 5-1. The Seattle Seahawks against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh gets the victory 23-20. Pittsburgh moves to 3-3. Seattle goes to 2-4. Geno Smith taking the place of an injured Russell Wilson. He was 23 for 32, 209 yards, 1 touchdown. Collins, 20 carries, 101 yards, and 1 touchdown. DJ Metcalf, 6 receptions, 58 yards. Big Ben, 29 for 40, 229 yards, and 1 touchdown. Harris, 24 carries, 81 yards. Johnson, 9 receptions, 71 yards. Now, on another note, wide receiver DJ Metcalf for the Seattle Seahawks got into a little spat with the great Shannon Sharp in the NFL. Shannon Sharp made a comment on, I believe it was Twitter, that Metcalf should have went out of bounds instead of trying to fight for extra yardage. Metcalf ended up fumbling the ball, and that ended the game for the Seattle Seahawks. Metcalf, he fires back, says that basically he shouldn't be talking to him and that he's a little boy. Shannon Sharp, he comes back and says that, I'm just paraphrasing these things, that he wishes that his resume will stack up to his. And then a couple days later, DJ Metcalf comes around and says, you know what, Shannon Sharp, you right. I pray that I have a resume like yours. So it seems like they've got over that little spat, and that's good to hear. Pittsburgh, they're 3-3. Seattle is now 2-4. The Monday night game, Tennessee Titans going against the Buffalo Bills. And the Tennessee gets this victory 34-31. Both teams go to 4-2. Josh Allen, 35 for 47, 353 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Singletary, 5 carries, 27 yards. Sanders, 5 receptions for 91 yards. Tannehill was 18 for 29, 216 yards and an interception. Henry, 20 carries, 143 yards, and 3 touchdowns. A.J. Brown, 7 receptions, 91 yards. Tennessee, they're 4-2. The Bills are now 4-2. That was your Monday night game. for week number 6. Now, let's go to week 7. We got games tonight, y'all. This is Thursday, October the 21st. We got the Denver Broncos at 3-3 going into the Cleveland Browns Stadium at 3-3. That game is going to be at 7:20. Sunday, October the 24th, we got the Washington football team at 2-4 taking on the Green Bay Packers at 5-1. That game is going to be at noon. The Kansas City Chiefs at 3-3. They're taking on the Tennessee Titans at 4-2. That game is going to be at noon. We have the Falcons at 2-3 taking on the Dolphins at 1-5. That game is at noon. The New York Jets taking on the New England Patriots. That game is going to be at noon. The Panthers at 3-3 against the Giants at 1-5. That game is going to be at noon. The Cincinnati Bengals at 4-2 taking on the Baltimore Ravens at 5-1. That game is going to be at noon. The Philadelphia Eagles at 2-4 taking on the Las Vegas Raiders at 4-2. That game is going to be at 3:05. The Detroit Lions at 0-6 looking to get their first win against the Rams at 5-1. Now, if you remember this past offseason, the Lions and the Rams switched quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford, a longtime Lion quarterback, going to the Rams, and Jared Goff, who was drafted by the Rams, he got sent to Detroit. So let's see if maybe Jared Goff can get a little bit of revenge. All right, that game is at 3:05. The Houston Texans at 1-5 taking on the undefeated Cardinals. That game is at 3:25. The Chicago Bears taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That game is at 3:25. Bears at 3-3. Buccaneers at 5-1. Bears beat Tampa Bay last year, so I know Tampa Bay will be coming in looking to right that wrong. Indianapolis Colts, they're at 2-4. They're taking on the San Francisco 49ers at 2-3. That is going to be your Sunday night game. And for Monday night football, it is going to be the New Orleans Saints at 3-2, taking on the Seattle Seahawks at 2-4. And that game is going to be at 7:15 on ESPN. Moving right along, let's talk about some baseball scores from Wednesday. We had the Astros beat on the Red Sox 9-1. That was game number 5. Houston leads the series 3-2. They'll be looking to close things out on the next game. And then we have the Atlanta Braves. They win over the Dodgers 9-2. Atlanta is taking a commanding 3-1 lead, and they'll be looking to close out the Dodgers on the next game. We have the Braves and the Dodgers tonight. That game is at 7 o'clock on TBS. This will be game number 6. I'm sorry, game number 5. And so if Atlanta gets this victory, they'll be knocking out the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we'll be keeping an eye on that game. And for Friday, we have the Boston Red Sox taking on the Astros. Boston Red Sox fighting for their playoff lives. They lose this one and they're done. That game is going to be Friday at 7 p.m. Now, let's go to the NBA. We had opening night a couple nights ago, and let's see how things turned out. Tuesday, we had the Brooklyn Nets taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee's handles their business. They had that ring ceremony. They got their championship rings, and they came in, and they did not play any games with the Brooklyn Nets. Keep in mind, Brooklyn is missing Kyrie Irving. We don't know if Kyrie is going to play this year. And right now, he's not playing. So I know Brooklyn is missing a big piece to their offense. Nonetheless, Bucks get the win, 127-104. Bucks 1-0. Brooklyn is 0-1. Cameron Durant for the Brooklyn Nets, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. Claxton, 12 points, 7 rebounds. James Harden, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Harris, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Patty Mills off the bench gives Brooklyn 21 points. For the Bucks, Giannis, 32 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Middleton, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. Holiday pitched in with 12. Allen pitched in with 12. We also had Noroa, 15 points. And Connison, 20 points for the Milwaukee Bucks. They get the victory. They're 1-0. And Brooklyn falls 2-0-1. We had Steph Curry and the Warriors taking on LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. And it was rocking at Staples. Los Angeles started off good. They had about a 10 to 12 point lead, but Steph Curry and the Warriors, big third quarter, big fourth quarter, they get the victory 121 to 114 over the Lakers, spoiling Russell Westbrook's debut. Let's see how they walked out. Stephen Curry, not the best game side. Shooting-wise, he was 5 for 21, but he did mess around and get a triple-double while he was in Cali. 21 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Jordan Poole, 20 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Belisa, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Iguodala, 12 points, 1 rebound. Lee had 15 points for the Warriors. For the Los Angeles Lakers, big game from Anthony Davis, 33 points, 11 rebounds. LeBron James, 34 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. Russell Westbrook, only 4 of 13, only 8 points on the night. Carmelo Anthony, on his debut, he had 9 points. Los Angeles is 0-1. Golden State is 1-0. Wednesday night, we had the Indiana Pacers taking on the Charlotte Hornets. This game went down to the wire. Victory goes to Charlotte at 123 to 122. Charlotte is 1-0. Indiana is 0-1. For the Pacers, Sabonis, 33 points and 15 rebounds. Holiday, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Brogdon, 28 points, 4 rebounds, 11 assists. Durante, 27 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist for the Pacers. For the Hornets, Gordon Hayward, 27 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Bridges pitched in with 13 and 8. Plumlee, 8 points, 10 rebounds. 31 points for LaMelo Ball, 7 for 9 for 3-point range. The boy was on. He finished with 9 rebounds, 7 assists, and Aubrey Jr. with 14 points. 14 points for Smith off the bench for Charlotte. They are 1-0. Indiana goes to 0-1. We had the Chicago Bulls taking on the Detroit Pistons. The Bulls get their first victory of the season, 94 to 88. And the new look Bulls, hey man, they looking pretty good. They're going to be contenders in the Eastern Conference. We had DeRozan, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Vukovic, 15 points, 15 boards, 4 assists. 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists for Lonzo Ball. And Zach LaVine, 34 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists for the Bulls. For the Pistons, Jeremy Grant, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. 13 points for Bay, 9 rebounds. 10 points for Olynyk off the bench for the Detroit Pistons. Hey, they lose this one, 94 to 84. Then we had some fireworks going on in Madison Square Garden. The New York Knicks, they beat the Boston Celtics 138-134 in 2 overtimes. Yes, you heard me right. 2 overtimes. The game was phenomenal, very much entertaining, and it was a good game to watch. You had to watch it to know what I'm talking about. New York gets the victory 138-134. They are 1-0, and the Boston Celtics are 0-1. Williams had 15 points, 5 rebounds for the Celtics. Jason Tatum, 20 points, 11 rebounds, but not a good shooting game. 7 for 30, 2 for 15 from the 3-point line. Williams finished with 16. Marcus Smart, 15 points. He hit at the game tying shot at the end of regulation. And Jaylen Brown, 46 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. He also hit a logo 3 to pull Boston close in the final minutes. Dennis Schroeder, 12 points, and Langford, 10 points off the bench for the Celtics. For the New York Knicks, Randle, 35 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Robinson, 11 points, 17 rebounds. Kemba Walker, 10 points, 8 rebounds in his debut. Fournier, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists against his former team. RJ Barrett, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. D. Rose hit the game go-ahead bucket in the second overtime. He finished with 9 points on the night. New York 1-0. Boston is 0-1. The Washington Wizards taking on the Toronto Raptors. Washington gets their victory 98-83. The boy Bradley Beal, shooters like Bradley Beal. The boy had 23 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Kyle Kuzma coming over from the Lakers in his debut, 11 rebounds. 11 points, 15 rebounds. Dinwiddie, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. 22 points for Harold off the bench. He also came over from LA. For the Raptors, Anunoby, 11 points, 10 rebounds. Barnes finished with 12 points, 9 assists. Dragic, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Van Fleet had 12 points and 3 rebounds, 4 assists for the Toronto Raptors as they lose this one. They are 0-1. Washington is 1-0. For the next game, we got the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Grizzlies get the victory 132-121. 1-0 goes the Memphis Grizzlies, 0-1 for the Cleveland Cavaliers. For the Cavaliers, Allen, 25 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. Mobley, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Sexton, 17 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. Garland, 13 points, 1 rebound, 12 assists, 15 points for Osman off the bench. Ricky Rubio comes. He gives them 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 10 assists for the Cavaliers. For the Grizzlies, Jackson Jr., 13 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Adams, 8 points, 14 rebounds. Justin Morant, 37, 6, and 6. 22 points for Bane, 3 and 3. And then 20 points for Milton, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Anderson, 10 points off the bench for the Grizzlies. As they get the victory, they move to 1-0. Cleveland is now 0-1. We have the Houston Rockets taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota is 1-0. Houston goes 0-1 after a 124-106 Minnesota Timberwolves victory. Big Cat, he comes and he gives the Timberwolves 30 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. Edwards, 29 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. 22 points for D'Angelo Russell, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. For the Houston Rockets, they get 16 points from Christian Wood, 11 points for Porter Jr. They also get 11 points for Theus as well. Not enough to overcome the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves are 0-1. I'm sorry, 1-0, and the Rockets are 0-1. The Philadelphia 76ers, they go to New Orleans. They get a victory 117-97. They go to 1-0 against the New Orleans Pelicans. Joel Embiid for the Sixers, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Maxey, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Seth Curry, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And Tobias Harris, 20 points and 12 rebounds. For the Pelicans, Brandon Ingram, 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Valanciunas, 9 points, 12 rebounds. Alexander, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 18 points by Graham for the New Orleans Pelicans. Philly goes to 1-0. New Orleans is 0-1. Now, let's take a look at Philadelphia. We all know that Ben Simmons said he was not going to show up for the training camp. He was late getting there. He attended practice on yesterday, but clearly Ben Simmons is still upset about things that transpired last year. And he wasn't very interested in the practice, had his phone in his pocket. I think he refused to participate in some kind of defensive drill or something like that. And what happens? Doc Rivers ends up sending him home for practice and also suspended him for one game. He served the one game suspension. And Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, it's a lot of things brewing. These guys really don't like each other. Joel Embiid continues to talk to the media, and in his latest quotes, he just said basically, "Hey, I don't care about that man. That man does what he want to do. I'm not here to babysit." So the saga between the Philadelphia 76ers and Ben Simmons continues. We will see how they will handle it. Ben Simmons says he wants out. 76ers want to mend the relationships, but at this point, I don't think it's going to happen. So we'll keep an eye on Ben Simmons and the 76ers. The San Antonio Spurs taking on the Orlando Magic. San Antonio 123-97. They are 1-0. The Orlando Magic are 0-1. For the Magic, Wagner with 12 points, 4 rebounds. Carter Jr., 13 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. 18 points for Bamba, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Anthony and Suggs both have 10 points. And then Ross with 15 points, 3 rebounds off the bench for the Magic. For the Spurs, McDermott, 12 points. We had Johnson with 15 points, 4 rebounds. Pilotti, 12 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists. White with 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. And then Murray with 15 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. 17 points off the bench for Walker, the fourth. And then we also have Vassell with 19 points for the San Antonio Spurs. They go to 1-0. The Orlando Magic drop to 0 and one. We had the Denver Nuggets taking on the Phoenix Suns. Denver is 1-0 as they beat the Suns 110-98. Jokic, man, the boy had a game. He comes through. He has 27 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists. Porter Jr. with 15 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Barton, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Gordon, 12 points, 8 rebounds. Green off the bench, he provides them with 13 points for the Denver Nuggets. For the Phoenix Suns, they went to the NBA Finals last year. And here's their comeback campaign. Crowder, only 2 points. Bridges, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Aiden, 15 points, 6 rebounds, as he wants an extension on his contract. Chris Paul, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists. Devin Booker, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He was only 3 of 15 from the field, so I know he didn't have the game that he wanted, and they'll be looking to bounce back. Denver gets the victory. They are 1-0. The Phoenix Suns are 0-1. Then we had the Sacramento Kings taking on Damian Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers. Game comes down to the last shot. Dame Lillard, you know it was Dame time. He pulls up from about 35, 37 feet and cannot get the shot to go in as times expire. Sacramento 124, Portland 101, 1-0 for the Kings, 0-1 for the Portland Trail Blazers. For the Kings, Harrison Barnes, 36 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. He was 8 of 11 from the 3-point line. Holmes, 21 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists. De'Aaron Fox, 27 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 17 points for Buddy Hield, also for the Kings. For the Trail Blazers, Powell with 14 points, 5 rebounds. Nurkic, 20 points, 14 rebounds. Damian Lillard, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists. But C.J. McCollum came the ball. He had 34 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Portland drops the opener, 0-1, and Sacramento is 1-0. Let's check the NBA schedule for games going on today. We have the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Atlanta Hawks. This is the opener for them. That game is going to be on TNT. We have the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the new look Miami Heat. That game is going to be at 7. And then we have the Los Angeles Clippers taking on the Golden State Warriors. First game for the Clippers. That game is going to be at 9 p.m. on TNT. Let's go to the NHL National League Hockey. We got schedule for you going on right now. They had games on yesterday. The Bruins taking on the Flyers. The Bruins are now, they win 3-6 over the Flyers. And then we had the Blues taking on the Golden Knights. Blues get the victory 3-1 over the Golden Knights. The schedule for the National Hockey League for tonight, we got the Hurricanes taking on the Canadiens at 6 p.m. Hurricanes are 2-0. Canadiens are 0-4. We got the Sharks taking on the Senators. The Sharks are 0. Senators are 2-1. That game is at 6 p.m. We have the Avalanche at 1-2 taking on the Panthers at 3-0. That game is going to be at 6 p.m. The Capitals taking on the Devils. The Capitals are 2-0-1 tie, and the Devils are 2-0. The Islanders taking on the Blue Jackets. Islanders are 1-2. The Blue Jackets are 2-1. That game is at 6 p.m. The Flames and the Red Wings. Flames are 0-1-1. The Red Wings are 2-0-1. That game was at 6:30. We have the New York Rangers. They are 2-1-1. They're taking on the Predators at 1-2-0. We got the Ducks taking on the Jets. That game is at 7. That is 2-2 for the Ducks, 0-2-1 for the Jets. And the Canucks at 1-2-1 taking on the Blackhawks at 0-3-1. And then we got the Oilers taking on the Coyotes. Oilers 3-0. And then the Coyotes are 0-2-1. Make sure you guys are keeping up with your scores for your favorite team and for your favorite league. Now let's go over to the WNBA. And first of all, I gotta say this because I'm from Gary, Indiana, and Dana Edwards, a product of Gary, Indiana, is now a WNBA champion in her rookie year. Yes, she was drafted by Dallas, but then traded to Chicago, and they end up winning the WNBA Finals 80-74 over the Phoenix Suns. For the Chicago Sky, we had Candace Parker with 16 points, 13 rebounds. Quigley, 26 points, 5 rebounds. Vandersloot, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 50 assists, 15 assists, and Cooper, 10 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist for the Chicago Sky. For the Mercury, Brittany Grinder, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 5 points, 12 rebounds for Turner, 16 points for Taurasi, 16 points for Diggs. For the Phoenix Mercury, they lose this one. They finish the season 19-13. And the Chicago Sky finishing the season 16-16. They are your WNBA champions. Congratulations to Chi-Town. Congratulations especially to Dana Edwards. I'm sorry, Dana Evans, representing GI to the fullest, where champions and winners are born. So congratulations to her. And shout out, GI. We keep on keeping on, man. We keep on showing that we have great products coming out of Gary, Indiana. So, y'all, let's keep that going. So, those are going to be your scores and stats for today, Thursday, October the 21st. Pro Peace, man, you got anything you want to add to this show, brother?
Yeah, everyone, you know, like I always say, go check us out on all major platforms. Hey, everyone, you got to tune in because we're going to be bringing you guys more interviews. We're going to bring you guys more shows, you know, more uplifting content, you know, to bring to the podcast, man. Hey, I just want you guys to tune in on all major platforms. We appreciate everyone that's been tuning in to Hate the Great Podcast, man. You know how we always do it, man. Hey, every day, man, you can get out there and you can get things going. We can get, you know, you can better your life every single day, man. Every time you wake up, man, just say, hey, I can do better.
I definitely hear that, man. We encouraging everyone out there, especially for all the communities. Listen, y'all, COVID-19 is still going on. COVID-19 is still going on. Hey, I'm not here to tell you if you should get vaccinated or if you should not get vaccinated. That is a personal choice, but we want to make sure that everyone is safe. Please continue to wear your mask, as that is one way to stop the transmission of COVID-19. Or you can go to your local resources. If you are interested in taking the vaccine, just go in your local area on your state's website and see where you can get a vaccine if you so desire, okay? So we want to make sure that everyone is being safe and that we can try to start to get over this thing. This COVID thing's been going on for about maybe 2 years now. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm really tired of COVID, man. So, Pro Peace, man, what you got to say about that, man? We still going through this COVID thing. Man, what's the solution, brother?
Man, I don't even know the way things been going, man. Hey, I don't even know if it's even a solution. But, you know, I just want everybody to, you know, continue to stay safe, you know, continue to wear your mask, and, you know, continue to... Man, you know, it's real crazy, but man, we got to get over this some way, somehow, you know, with the help of each other, you know, going by all the safety precautions, you know, and everything, as far as trying to keep yourself safe from catching the virus, man. And it's, you know, it's real sad, man, you know. And another thing, we send our deepest condolences to everyone who's lost their life due to complications of the virus. And, you know, here at Hate the Great Podcast, you know, we'll give you more tips and give you, you know, ways to try to shake the virus. Because I know, hey, they say it's on surfaces, they say it's in the air by the touch, you know, or whatever, you know, it's contagious. But, hey, you know, with the proper safety measures, you will be okay out here, man.
Yeah, man. It's still serious out here, so we want everybody to be protected. And I just want to say one thing, you know, we all have different opinions. Some of us want to be vaccinated. Some of us don't have a problem taking the vaccine. And some of us are a little leery about taking the vaccine. But this shouldn't be vaccinated versus unvaccinated, okay? We don't need that type of division. We all want to come together and we all want to get over this. You know, just because someone doesn't agree with your method doesn't mean that we have to have division and that we have to be against each other, all right? So, hey, those people that haven't decided to be vaccinated yet, maybe they just need a little bit more information. They just want to know a little bit more about the vaccination and just give them time. Some people just say, hey, I'm just going to wear my mask and I'm just going to, you know, take it on this way. So, you know, we need to stop hating each other and stop having these debates, you know, about what another person should do. It is a personal choice, and you should give that person that type of respect to make their personal choice. And hey, all I gotta say is just do whatever is best for you, regardless of what somebody says, because it's your life, and you can make that choice. So, you know, people can make their personal choices, but I don't think we should be hating people for stuff like that, man. What you think, bro?
Yes, man, we need more love in the world, man. Show some love out here, man.
Yeah, man.
You got too much hate going on in the world, and we show more love in the world, you know, it would definitely be a better place. I preach peace, you know. That's why, you know, it's just sad how, you know, some people just don't care what they say. You know that they don't care about the next person. You know, won't even call you and say hello. Won't call you and see how you doing. You know, none of that these days. You know, people are real cruel. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to let that go and keep it moving, man. Because at the end of the day, man, all you got is you, the man upstairs. You know, whatever religion you believe in, however you doing it, as far as the religion goes. But hey, at the end of the day, we have to love each other, man. All this hate has to go, man.
Hey, it has to go, man. I definitely concur with that, man. We preach peace over here at Hate the Great Podcast. For all my people, this month on October 12th, the eviction moratorium, and I hope I'm saying that right, was lifted. Okay, yeah. So which means that landlords can start filing for evictions on tenants. Now, one of the ways that you can stop it is if you apply for rental assistance. If your application is in, then your landlord cannot evict you or take any legal actions against you. So if you are behind on your rent because of COVID, I strongly urge you to fill out a rental assistance application so that you may receive help for your rent and, you know, you won't get evicted, okay? Because a lot of people are not working because of COVID. A lot of people have gotten COVID, which has kept them from working, which puts you in a financial situation. So go to your local website, your state website, or your community resources. I know that you can go onto the internet, type in COVID-19 rental assistance. That'll bring you a link and that can pull you up to the application, fill the application out, get it in there. And so that might be one of the ways that you can save your home. So please, guys, if you have a rental problems, you have a utility problems, they have assistance out there for you. You just have to go and get it. All right. Ain't no shame in asking for help, because a lot of people need it. So if you need rental assistance, utility assistance, and things of that nature, please go to your website, go to the COVID-19 assistance application and fill it out. And so you can receive some help if you need it. What you think about that, bro?
Exactly. That, you know, that's what the COVID-19 relief websites is about. You know, it's about helping the people, you know, helping everyone, you know, that's suffering, because basically that's what this is. This is a pandemic. So you're basically suffering, you know, we're suffering from something. I'm just going to put it like that. Okay. But at the end of the day, just like Ryan says, hey,
go and check your community COVID-19 relief websites. There's so many different ways that can help you on the websites. You guys go check them out, fill out the applications, and trust me, you will definitely get approved for everything that's going on. You know, you got more other things that you can do as well right now, like unemployment and things like that. But hey, you're right, Ryan Manners. Hey, that's some good jewels for people out there in the world.
Yeah, man. So, man, please check your community websites for assistance that you can receive. And I promise you, if you do that, that'll put you in a good position to, stay in your home, man. Nobody wants to move now these days, man. So, hey, man, like I said, here at Hate the Great Podcast, we try to do everything that we can to help you guys out and help the community. Now, we want you guys to help us. All right, we need you guys to share, comment, and like the podcast. We're working real hard for you. We got some things coming up for you, but we need you guys' support. Without you, there is no Hate the Great Podcast. So, guys, please, please share, comment, and like the content that we have. Also, for all the businesses out there, for all the artists out there, we are still conducting interviews. If you would like to be on Hate the Great Podcast, if you want to show off your products, if you want to let us know what you got going on, if any artist has any music that they want to be heard and they're trying to get out there, we would love to have you on the show. Please contact us and we would be more than happy to conduct an interview for you. Pro Peace, man, let the people know, man. We need interviews, bro.
Yeah, come on, bring it on. Bring it on. We need everybody on our marketing and promotion segment. Bring it on, man. Come on the show and promote your business of any kind, music, movies. We don't care if, you throw newspapers every morning. Come on the show and get an interview free at the moment. Y'all hear that? Free at the moment on Hate the Great Podcast. We have a marketing promotion segment. Come on here and promote your business again. Check us out on Facebook as well, y'all. We are on Facebook now. Another way to hear Hate the Great Podcast. Go check us out on Hate the Great Podcast Facebook page. But we are linked for us. All our shows will go straight to Facebook soon as we are done. So everyone can get just tune in and get notifications of the show, which is great, man. We work really hard. And I know one day we're going to get big with y'all help. Please continue to tune in to Hate the Great Podcast.
Hey, man, for sure, man. Look, like I told you guys, we got some good things coming. Come be a part of the show. Like Pro Pracy. Hey, it's free right now. Free interviews. We're not charging right now, but you guys know that's only for a limited time. So come get it in while the getting is good, man. For sure. Well, listen, man, that's all I got for you today. I want to thank everyone who tuned in to the podcast today. You know, without you guys, we definitely can't do us. Pro Peace, you got something for the people before we get up out of here?
Man, just like I said again, y'all tune in to Hate the Great Podcast on all major podcast platforms.
For sure, man. And you know what? Like I always say, you got to grind before you get to shine. And, bro, what you be telling the people?
And we are the most.
The most.
Hated podcast.
Hated podcast.
In the world.
In the world.
We out.
We out.
Hey, 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 this is Hate the Great Podcast, and we are here with our presenting sponsor, BCB Water, Alkaline Premium Water, for the mind, body, and soul. This water has 9+ pH balance, y'all. You guys have to go get this water. You go to the website, www.drink.com. BCBwater.com. This water is the bomb. Improves metabolism. It increases energy. It slows aging. It improves digestion. It reduces bone loss. This is Gary, Indiana's own premium alkaline water, BCB water. Again, go to their website, www.drinkbcbwater.com. And we are out.
What's up, y'all? This is Ryan from Hate the Great Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about Rap Cookies. Yes, Hate the Great Podcast, we've teamed up with Rap Cookies, and check out our flavor, Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie, and it'll take you back to the days of shopping in the mall, getting them J's, getting the fresh outfit, and then on your way out, you stopping by the Cinnabon stand to get that hot, sweet Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie and it's going to take you back to them days. So make sure y'all check us out. The Hate the Great Podcast cookie, Cinnabon. I'm about to get one right now.
Yay!
Hey, 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 this is Hate the Great Podcast, and we are here to introduce you to our sponsor, By Faith Cosmetics. If you want to get glammed, if you want to get lit, if you want to get your face beat, if you want the biggest glasses in America right now, if you want all the glam, the glitter, the glitz, contact By Faith Cosmetics. Google By Faith Cosmetics and get everything you need to get you. Hey, 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 this is your boy Poe Peace from Hate the Great Podcast. We're here to tell you guys about our sponsor, Sweetie's Home Care. If you need anyone to come take care of your parent, grandparent, anyone that can't take care of themselves, contact Sweetie's Home Care. Google Sweetie's Home Care and they will come take care of your family member. Again, Sweetie's Home Care out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are out.
Hate the gray, hate the gray. They wanna hate on the gray. Yeah, hate the gray, hate the gray. They wanna hate on the gray.